Derek, first go around, this Bronco Raider thing, though, has been cooking for a long, long time. You get the sense that it's still that way?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's you can tell the feeling in the locker room. You know, everybody keeps talking about that 2010 loss. And, you know, we gotta fix some things first, you know. But there's definitely a sense of urgency.
Getting off to a fast start is obviously a part of that sense of urgency. It seems like that's been kind of what's been stubbing your toe lately.
Yeah, you know, we've been playing too much catch-up. And, we just got to try to get on top of guys right away, get those things fixed.
McFadden, last three times he's played the Broncos, has had a field day. I would assume that's got to be one of the priorities.
Yeah, you know, definitely. He's a great player, so, you know, he's definitely a key. You know, we stop him, you know, that's kind of the heart of their offense, you know, their run game at least. So, you know, we get at him, it'll be all right.
I was going to say, looking at him on tape, they still want to pound it.
You know, they got a good mix, and they got a good scheme. They do a little bit of Houston, you know, that Houston zone, but, you know, obviously they want to get the ball in McFadden's hands whatever way they can, so we just got to, you know, key him and stop him.
NFL players usually put losses behind them pretty quickly, but if guys are still talking about 2010, that one must have stung a little bit.
Yeah, it must have. You know, I wasn't here, but it, you know, you could tell it was, you know, like Bannon will tell you, it was one of the hardest losses he's ever taken, so, you know, there's definitely a different feeling in the locker room this week, so we're ready to go.
Must win is a phrase we've been heard kicking around here. Is that the way this team's approaching this game?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a divisional game, so we got to win it.
What have you heard about this rivalry, Raiders and Broncos?
I've heard all types. You know, Twitter's going crazy. People using my name out there. And it's you know, it's going to be fun. It's a fun game. So, you know, this is why you play it, for rivalries like this. So it's going to be fun.
If the suspension holds up, how big of a loss is Jim Mays this week?
You know, we have a philosophy around here, next man in, but, you know, Joe, he's one of those guys that just kind of has a presence, you know. He's got great leadership skills, and he's a great teammate, so it definitely, you know, it would hurt to lose him, but, you know, we got to, you know, roll the punches.
So,
Jason,
we jumped in here a little bit late, but in terms of the Raiders, Broncos, is it hard to fully appreciate it still, or is it still kind of learning about what that's all about?
You know, I'm gonna have to learn quick, so, you know, obviously I understand. You know, rivalries and everything. Coming from college, there's a lot of rivalries. So you understand the sense of urgency when there's a rivalry. When somebody says this is a rivalry game, you know, you have a sense of urgency. So obviously it's going to be my first time stepping out there to that environment. So, you know, I just got to be ready to go.
The Raiders, they have this reputation for being so nasty in the trenches. Are you aware of that, and do you feel like you need to come out there and match that?
Oh, yeah, you always want to match the other team's intensity, you know, or be even more intense. So it's just, you just approach it like any other game, you know what I mean? So they just prepare and, be, you know, try to be better prepared than they are.
Thanks, Jason.